What's up? It's your boy ZALE, and I'm back with another episode of Get Right or Get Wrong. This episode is going to be called, What the Fuck is Wrong with People? That's a question that's really been on my mind. I mean, it's been on my mind, but like seeing shit lately that pops in my head. What the fuck is wrong with people? Is it something in the water? Is it something in the air? Is it the weed they smoking? The pills they popping? I do not have a fucking clue. But when I be on Instagram and Facebook and be seeing these goddamn posts, it just make me really like, damn, I feel alone in the world. Cause I be like, when I read that shit, the shit they be posting, it's like, who took the time out? And you don't know who made this post. It could have been in California, Atlanta, maybe outside the country. You never know. The post that I seen was the, if he is over, what is it, 25 to 30 and he don't have any kids, he must be gay. Let me explain something to you fucking dickheads, my nigga. Especially, like, you niggas that's really sharing this shit. You feel what I'm saying? It come a time when you get a certain age, you should know bullshit when you see it. Now, granted, I'm 30, and I don't act my age all the time. Cause I'm a big ass goofball. I still love video games. I still love cartoons and shit. But I know when the fuck to be responsible and logical. So for people that be like sharing this shit, I done seen the post like at least over 20 times. So I'm kind of numb to it at this point. But it's just like, yo, niggas is really convinced that motherfuckers are gay. So I have a question for you niggas. Have y'all never seen a gay person with kids? The same people you saying, I guess, gay, that they got to be gay if they got kids. But what happens to the people who gay who have kids? So what the fuck are they? So y'all never heard of condoms, huh? Never heard of condoms. Okay. Never heard of pulling out? Okay. Maybe the chick was on birth control. Okay. Maybe the dude's sperm count is low. Damn. Should I keep going? I think I'm going to keep going. You get the nice little freak. She might eat the kid for lunch. Okay. May have been cold and, you know, came out, landed on her leg, warmed it up. Stomach, back, wherever. But no, the first thing y'all hop to is if a nigga don't have kids at a certain age, they're gay. That lets me further know where the fuck we at in society, especially as black people. And I ain't trying to be one of those pro-black type niggas because I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Every fucking race get on my fucking nerves. So I'm not about to be on some, oh, you know, us as a black community. No, I'm not about to be on that. But we do need to clean up a lot of shit. It's just fucked up out here. Like, we so fucking deep. And if niggas, like, really, like, put their beefs aside and, like, handle a lot of shit that's going on with us, like, you know, with the cops and the KKK and all types of other shit, we would be a fucking army. Like, I don't know the other word from army that's above that. Shit, excuse me. You know, I'll be drinking the shit. But we ain't gonna ever get it right. I don't see it. And I'm not even speaking negative. I'm just a person that's a realist. Motherfuckers have to find some type of way to cause division. Oh, you got Xbox? Fuck you, nigga. This PS4. Like, some shit like that. Oh, Coke with, nigga, this Pepsi. Nigga, Chick-fil-A, nigga, this Popeyes. Y'all find some type of way to cause division. And, like, the have some type of bullshit going on. It's like, nigga, eat the fucking food. Drink the Pepsi. Drink the Coke. Play the game. Shut the fuck up. People with kids versus people without kids. Hey, Oh, y'all be trying to make us feel bad for having kids. No, we're not. Who? I'm trying to figure out when do we make people feel bad for having kids? Now, granted, me as a dude, I do not date girls with kids. I'm not shaming them. I'm just not going to be the guy that's going to throw on a cape that says stepdad, super dad. I don't even have no fucking kids of my own. So why would I hop in the loop to take care of what this other nigga didn't want to do? First of all, a lot of y'all chicks don't even be looking at these niggas sometimes. Y'all just be so infatuated that he probably, a trap nigga, or he look good and, oh, my baby gonna be cute because he gonna have his features. Did you ever take the time to be like, hey, is this nigga really gonna be here? Is he gonna run off when this kid is born? A lot of y'all don't take heed to that shit. So, and then you want to run off and say he was a deadbeat. Nigga probably didn't even have to talk with you to say he wanted to be a father. And maybe he did. Let me tell you another thing about that, too. You females that be going through this baby boy shit. Oh, I want you to have my baby. I'm going to have your baby. You want to have my baby? Yes, I'm going to have your baby. This nigga's probably on perk 30s. He's probably on lean. Probably on that good bag, or he probably drunk. Niggas not in a right mind. They not fucking sober, my nigga. You know, shout out to Ayo Kaseko. You know, that's another nigga I really listen to, but he make a lot of fucking sense. Because I was once a nigga that was talking that nonsense to a bitch, you know, bust that nut and be like, oh shit. Yeah, you was talking that nonsense last night. Like, bitch, I don't know what the fuck happened last night. Oh, so you trying to say my sex is trash? Like, no, I got so fucked up. I was, like, defeated drunk. I don't remember it. But we can replay it versus this time, I'm going to be in my right mind. Ain't no way in the fuck I'm busting at you. Especially if I don't see no rapper condom on the floor. Like, oh, I done ran up in his raw. What the fuck am I doing? That's how I know I'll be on trash. So that's why I'm trying to really, like, calm down on drinking and shit. And, you know, that type of bullshit. If I can have my mind, like, real clear. But I don't know what the fuck is wrong with people. Like, y'all is fucking up pop-pop workers. Y'all blocking up the streets with traffic trying to get here. Get mad. We find out the sandwich is not there. This is a fucking sandwich that you probably can make at your goddamn house. Get you some, what you call them joints? The Hawaiian buns. Get you, I don't know what kind of sauce they putting on there. I'm pretty sure you can find it in aisle 13 at Walmart. Get you some pickles and make your own fucking sandwich. Get you some cheese. Make your own sandwich. That they said that the fucking Popeyes had made over $24 million off you niggas advertising this shit off the internet, buying this shit back and forth, sharing it. It's some sheep shit. That's what I'm talking about. It's like being a sheep. You really follow a wave instead of trying to create one of your own. Won't you create a wave? I know I have, and I have not got credit for it, but that's another conversation for another day. But a lot of y'all niggas really just try to keep up with the Joneses. That's why a lot of people out here is fucked up in situations they probably shouldn't be in, trying to buy shit they can't afford, and a lot of stuff. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I know sometimes I'll be looking at some shit like, yo, I cannot afford that. I want it, but I can't afford that. So, you know, you save up and get what you need to get. Like, you know how long I was wearing, like, a pair of shoes for, like, a year and a half because I couldn't afford them, and then I started making some decent money. I won't say real money. Decent money, that I mean I can actually pay my fucking bills and have some play money left. Now I got over, like, 8 pair of sneakers. Before, I was just wearing them ones, and, you know, a nigga wasn't going out. I didn't go nowhere, so what the fuck I need to get all fashioned up for, look good for a motherfucker? I didn't have to do that because I wasn't going no goddamn where. And to this day right now, I really don't go nowhere. I might, you might see me with my peoples and shit on Instagram because the people had a party or whatever the fuck, and I stepped out. But other than that, you motherfuckers will never see me at a bar or a club. I'm not on that type of time. That's not my type of environment. It's too many motherfucking people, and I don't like people. large groups of people. It's too many goddamn personalities in one room. Too many goddamn moods. You don't know what the fuck happened before the motherfucker got there, and they can't wait to take it out on somebody. And you be like, damn, this motherfucker tried to kill me. It's just probably a simple understanding or a fight that got took too far. Motherfucker knocked him out, kept kicking him. Now he working on a motherfucking murder because you beat the nigga to death. You just don't know what kind of moves his people in. So that's why I'm saying, what the fuck is wrong with people? What is wrong? And then when you try to tell a motherfucker some shit, they take it as you hating or you on some bullshit. You know, especially me on Instagram. I had some hoe bitch come at me because I was talking about, what the fuck is that slur, the fucking cum dumpster? What's that bitch name? Sukihana. Like, this bitch promotes stripping and shit, selling pussy and shit like that. I'm like, yo, it's little girls watching this shit. I got female cousins and all types of shit like that. Like, yo, that shit ain't cool, my nigga. Like, that shit ain't cool. No man, or I won't say no man, probably one man, not a whole city, not a whole block should know what the fuck you feeling like. But when you say shit like that, you're shaming women. No, I'm shaming hoes. I'm shaming bitches. I'm not shaming women. So when I hear a motherfucker go against the grain, going what I say, that means that you are guilty. A hit dog will holler. I say this before on my other podcast. I'm pretty sure. I don't know which episode it was because it's been a minute since I've been doing this shit. But if you mad about something I say, you must be guilty of it. Oh, shit. The fuck? Oh, that's my other phone. But yeah, you must be guilty of this shit. Don't get mad at me. Because it's not one time when I post some shit or say some shit, people do not put under that comment, you lying. That's not true. Because you know it's fucking true. So, but you just think you got to live this free life. I shouldn't be judged. I don't want to be judged. But you the same motherfucker that'd be at a twerk contest. And how do they determine who's the winner? Three people sit there or whatever, the crowd. Maybe three people or a crowd or whatever. But you don't want to be judged. But to win that twerk contest, how do you win? By being judged. So don't fucking tell me you don't want to be judged. I'm judging you off your Instagram, how you dress, and all that shit. Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Said, hey, you know, just because a girl dressed like a hoe doesn't mean she's a hoe. But you sure are throwing off the wrong message. That's like a nigga dressed in a cop outfit. Somebody's getting robbed and they run up to the nigga like, help me. Like, what the fuck you on? I just got this on. I'm not a cop. So you throwing mixed signals out here. But you want to get mad when nigga or niggas put it out there. You shouldn't be judging people. You must not love your mother. I'm like, what the fuck does this have to do with my mom? Like the fuck? Like, y'all females be posting some of the dumbest shit in the world. What's the other one I seen? Niggas don't love fat girls, but they love their fat ass mama. I'm like, wow. Bitch, we are not fucking our mother. So that is a dumb ass post right there. Like, who thinks, I'm like, do people really think before they like hit the send button or the post or share button? Like, do they really read this shit? Like, damn, does this make any fucking sense? It doesn't. I probably shouldn't do this, but people so stupid, they be so high, not in their right mind, you know, hypnotized or what the fuck going on TV, want to fit in, want to get some laughs, want to get some likes. So, you know, when I watch comments on when people post shit, I could tell which group of people that I will fuck with by what they comment on some shit. I'm like, oh, I can tell these are dumb following motherfuckers. They lost in the sauce and versus the people that I fuck with. Like, yo, this is fucking stupid. I could tell that they might have been free. You know what I'm saying? They woke the fuck up. So all you hoes out here listening to this Megan Thee Stallion, motherfucking City Girls, City Hoes, Cardi B. Y'all listen to all these records. So, oh, this what I'm about to live a hot girl summer. Them bitches not even living the hot girl summer. Feel what I'm saying? So you out here just putting bodies in your value goes so down. You like a fucking car with the check engine light on. You got so many miles on you. Niggas ain't want to go get, they don't want that car. They don't want that bitch. But granted, you do got some dumb niggas. I mean, fuck yeah, I don't care if she was a freak. She a freak with me now. Like, yeah, all right, nigga. Go to Walmart, see if y'all don't get looked at. Go to the movies. Go to somewhere public and see if a nigga like, yeah, well, that's that bitch that was going hard, nigga. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we ran a party on that bitch at the house. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one, bitch. Look at this dumb nigga. You know what I'm saying? You don't even know. He kissing all our dicks right now. It's ridiculous, but... Niggas, y'all just don't be thinking, man. Same with these nigga rappers. These motherfuckers talking about all this killing, and these niggas not doing that, y'all. I'm in the streets every day. You look at the nigga Instagram, he up in Beverly Hills chilling. But you gonna play that nigga music, he gonna get you all hyped up. You fucked up out here. And you gonna go to jail, or you gonna get your fucking taco knocked off. I think that's what they call it, the taco. By the ops, all this, I can't keep up with this new slang out here, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it, I'm keeping 100. You gonna get killed by your little enemy or whatever. You gonna be a t-shirt for about, you know, maybe a week. If somebody really love you, it might be a solid little month, but after that, you gonna get forgot. They gonna forget about you unless your birthday come. And, you know, I'm convinced, my nigga, like, people just... What the fuck is wrong, people? I'm at a loss of words. I can't even keep my words straight right now because it's so much shit I want to say. And I don't want to be on this podcast too goddamn long, you know? But I don't understand people, man. You know, motherfuckers go to these bars and clubs. Somebody died last week and your goofy ass will go right back to it. Really? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? That's why this episode is what the fuck is wrong with people. Niggas post, oh, fuck that. I don't use condoms. If a girl tell me, pull out a condom, we not fucking. Check this out, my nigga. That's the chick you probably want to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And not necessarily because she can have another partner that she going raw with, but with you, she wants you to put the condom on. But I ain't been... in situations with females that, you know, we was about to, you know. And I'll pull out a rubber and the bitch would be like, why you got that for? I'm like, excuse me, what the fuck did you just say? What you need that for? I'm good. I'm on birth control. That lets me know that I'm not the only nigga you telling that to. Bitch ain't about catching a baby. It's catching some other shit too. Telling me not to wear no condom. Fuck that. But I'm telling y'all, fellas, if a girl say that shit, what you pull that condom off of, you better get the fuck out that house immediately. I won't even let her, you know, give you the top. I wouldn't do that because she out here playing Russian roulette out here. It's just some sad shit. We got to clean this shit up, though. We really do. Everybody, I just think as a people, I won't even say black people, as a people, because we got other races doing this dumb shit too. As a people, everybody is for themselves. And there's nothing wrong with that, but eventually, niggas gonna have to stick together to do something because something big is gonna pop off. I don't know when, but I got a feeling something big is about to happen soon. With all this bullshit that's going on, something big is about to happen. So y'all really need to get y'all motherfucking mind right. You know, I ain't gonna say go completely sober. I'm not selfish like that. Say go completely sober. Because some people do work better when they under the influence of weed. I'm one of the people. I drive better when I'm drunk. Some people take tests better when they high. Write lyrics, draw better when they high. So I'm not about to say that it's all the way bad. But you don't want to be too deep into this shit. That you don't even feel normal when you don't do this shit. And then you just susceptible to all this bullshit that's going on out here. Being a victim of it. So, yeah. I had to make this episode. You know, shout out to my cousin. I don't know if he really doing his podcast. Shit still, you know what I'm saying? Me and him was once doing our thing. But, you know, he doing this thing. I'm doing my thing. So, shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? And his new host. You know, this shit was nice when I heard it. And, you know, salute to everybody that's fucking with me and anything because I ain't about to even talk about the other you know, social media sites I be on, and I know so many cool fucking people is ridiculous, and they fuck with this shit. So I gotta pretty much post it on there and shit. But I'm most definitely gonna post this shit probably on Instagram and Facebook. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. Don't listen to it. Because if you didn't like, I can assure this. If you didn't like this episode, you're not gonna like nothing else I ever probably say. Or the previous episodes or the episode that's gonna come after this. Don't even fuck with it. Don't even do it to yourself. Don't fuck your day up. Don't create no enemy. You know what I'm saying? Just simply don't listen to me. You know what I'm saying? Keep listening to other bullshit that's out here. But, you know, I had to just say what the fuck is wrong with people. You know? I'm going to tackle some other subjects, but I just wanted to take 20 minutes to get some shit off my mind. Because I say a lot of videos on Instagram, but I don't have the time to really say what the fuck I want to say. So that's why this video was kind of everywhere. But my other episode, I'm going to be right on topic. I try to, but, you know. Sometimes I might flip off that shit or whatever I was talking about. But either way it go, you're going to get the point that I was trying to make. And it'll make sense to you. If you got a fucking brain, it'll make sense to you. So that's all I'm going to say. But yeah, this is another episode of Get Right or Get Wrong. I'm about to go ahead and finish my drink and shit and probably hit the bed soon. So what's today? Damn, what's today? Thursday. I'm going to probably try to have another episode probably Monday. I want to aim on doing 2 episodes a week because it's so much shit. I cannot stop running out of shit to talk about. You know, so I'm about to try to get back consistent on this shit. But yeah, stay safe. Some of y'all niggas need to stay dangerous or just stay out the way, out of sight, out of mind, get your money. You know, stay blessed up, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.